Innovative dancer and choreographer Sally Gross is now in her late 70s. And though she was one of the dancers who revolted against the Martha Graham School of Modern Dance, she says her most impressive feat was overthrowing something far greater, her own body. She spoke with Steve Paulson about the most fundamental thing we do with it. We breathe.
Because that's what we exist on, is the breath. It's the inhale and the exhale that guarantees us that we're living. And it's only because we're alive that we can even take on the idea of performing.
But how does that translate that into what people would do on a dance floor?
On a dance floor. So if there are no counts to get somewhere, how do you know when to be there? So you're breathing, you can feel the other person breathing, and you get a sense of, this is the moment to go. And then you go. And it's the breath that carries you there.
So you don't necessarily decide this ahead of time. It
Absolutely.
Just kind of happens.
Absolutely, yeah.
I mean, it's talking about
freedom.
Improvisation here.
I'm talking about improvisation. I'm talking about freedom and risk-taking at once.
Huh. Now, one of the pieces you created was called The Pleasure of Stillness, and there was a documentary film of the same title made about you. What does stillness mean to you?
Stillness comes to mean that there's movement. Within stillness, there is always movement. We think that still is still. There is no still. Because if you're breathing, you're not still. If the fluids in your body are moving, you're not still. So it's even harder to work when you're not moving to keep the sense of being alive and present. So there's presence in the stillness.
But it's so interesting to hear a dancer talk about stillness because, of course, you know, the first thing that comes to mind with dance is you're moving, which would seem to be
exactly,
the opposite.
But everybody would have said that what comes to mind in silence, in music, in sound is no sound. But of course there's sound because there's sound in the room even if your hand is not touching the piano. Thank you, John Cage.
I was just going to ask about this. This sounds so much like John
but
Cage.
But it is John Cage. And those are my principles. Those are my principles that this is joy and this is play. And if it isn't joyful and playful, then you shouldn't be doing it. So doing it really means showing up. Just keep doing it without being sure that you know how it's going to all come out.
I'm struck by the words that you use. I mean, you often talk about movement rather than dance. What makes that dance?
Don't ask me. I don't know where the line is drawn. Is there a line anymore? Are there lines? You know, I don't know.
I mean, don't we categorize art? I mean, don't we say, you know, this is you are going to a dance performance and, you know, it's billed as dance and that's what draws people to see it?
You know, I don't really call it that anymore. The people who sometimes where you do your performances may call it a dance performance. I don't even use the word dance concert anymore. You know, the last experiences have actually been in my studio and I say, you know, doing work in my studio, if you'd like to come and see it, there's room for 18 people. So please make a reservation, and that doesn't cost anything, and we'll be sure you get a little wine before you leave. But remember, you're going to probably, you know, be moved around a little bit. I'm going to pause and rearrange the chairs instead of calling them intermission, you know.
What you know, who spent your life in dance or whatever you want to call it, you know, how you think about movement as opposed to someone else who, you know, has no background in this area who, you know, has maybe sort of never really thought about, you know, how we move in our daily lives.
We would begin with breathing and we would begin with walking. And generally, if I do a workshop, that's the way it begins. And then we begin with what's known as what might be called and is called the four dignities, which are basic activities that we do, which is really all we do in life, except we sometimes extend it. So what the example of that is that we basically lie down, then you learn to sit up, then you learn to stand up, and then you learn to walk. And that's basically all we're doing. So
that's life, those four things.
So walking then becomes running if you do it a little faster. It becomes leaping if you take it off the floor. So that's the way I begin when I start working with people, whether it's a mixture of performers. And I do this with the dancers all the time who I work with. I do it with myself. And just yesterday, a woman who's a writer who knows a lot about movement said, you know, I've been spending too much time in a chair. I need something to get me moving. What should I do? I said, work with the four dignities. because every change you make is a change, and every change, be it most subtle. So if you're sitting and you simply turn yourself to the left or the right, or you move an arm, you've made a change and you've moved a part of the body. So how do you go from lying down to sitting up? And you don't have to do it all in, you know, quickly. You don't have to do it slowly. But then you could decide that you want to do it quicker and slower, and you get the body flowing and the movement flowing. And then you can take it up on your feet, and then you can do the same activities, lying, standing, sitting, and walking on your feet. So if you say to somebody, lie down, and they're standing up, they'll probably tip over. Well, that's fine. That's lying down. That's where I begin everything.
Do you think most of us just don't really think about our bodies, or not aware of our bodies?
Absolutely. I think we really are all in our minds, and we really separate the body from the mind. There are just the people who are just mind people. And you don't have to look in the mirror, you know, to talk to somebody about their body. Some of us never look in the mirror and still love the body.
What changes then once we become, once we gain this knowledge of our bodies?
Then you can become a whole person, because then you have a body and a mind. And that's what we have. That's what people have that all animals don't have. We do have a mind. We can make choices. And we have a body. And we are the body that stands on 2 feet, which is extraordinary. That these little feet are holding up this enormous structure. And if we don't take care of it, you know, who will take care of it?
Dancer and choreographer Sally Gross speaking with Steve Paulson. To see the critically acclaimed 1-hour documentary about her life, go to ttbook.org.